Today is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it's Wednesday, it's a C day, and we have one more day. Two more nights. So we have tonight and tomorrow night, and tonight is the chef's table, and I'm going to go to the show. I don't think Daniel and Zach are going to go to the show because it's a Vegas-style showgirl-type show, and Daniel doesn't have interest in that, so I don't think they're going to go. But so going backwards in time, our first stop in Sitka, we did the dogs and the gold panning, and the tour guide was not as good as some other tour guides you might get. He was, I don't know, we started out the tour by him getting on the bus, and he had a personal microphone with a speaker on his belt. But we were on a large bus, and we were sitting mid to back of the bus. The air conditioning was on the bus. The bus was moving. There was engine noise. There was all this stuff. And he started talking and pointing and, you know, like giving tour, basically giving a tour. I turned to Daniel and I said, I think he's giving a tour. Like, he's actually giving information, but we could not hear him at all. You know, normally those tour buses have speakers built into the bus. And so they'll wear a headset and there are speakers all at every seat or whatever. No, he just had a personal speaker. We couldn't hear him. When we got off the bus at our first location, I said, oh, you know, by the way, we couldn't hear you. About halfway back the bus to the back, we couldn't hear you at all. So I don't know if you were giving a tour because we couldn't tell what you were saying. He's like, oh, well, hopefully you'll be able to hear me for the rest of the tour. And that was it. That's all he said. So we did the dogs and we talked about it a little bit on the recap on level 13, but, I enjoyed it. They gave us a lot of information about the whatever it's called, the race, the Iditarod. And then there were puppies. I took some photos. I got a couple of close-ups of dogs, but they're not really wild animals. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do wilderness photography when I bought this lens and everything. And then we did gold panning. So they did a little bit of here's the history of the gold rush and all that kind of stuff. Gave us a cream soda, a little tiny communion cup worth of cream soda. And then there was a guy who was better, actually. He wasn't the tour guide, but he was giving us information on how to pan for gold. I'm going to tell you something. This gold panning, I sound like Joe Batanz, but anyway, the gold panning is not as easy as it looks like. You're supposed to, you have this pan with a bunch of dirt and rocks in it. I mean, that's what it looks like, right? And I don't know if they put gold flakes in, and they, first of all, they told us you hardly ever find a gold nugget. And if you do, they're so rare that they do not melt them down. So any jewelry that you've got was made from gold flakes, not gold nuggets. Because gold nuggets are so rare that they sell them or keep them, in that form. So you have this pan, it's got sand and rocks and whatever in it. You put water in it, you shake it around, you dump some water out. You're trying to, apparently the gold is heavier than the rocks and the sand. So you're trying to shake it around to get the gold flakes to go settle to the bottom. And then you slowly pour the water out to try to get the sand and the rocks to go. But you don't know. I mean, I'm thinking you may be pouring out some gold and not be aware. Anyway, and you do that several times until you get a tiny little amount of sand and hopefully all of your rock is gone by then. And then you put more water in it and you do this swizzling. You like let it settle all to one corner and then you swizzle it around. And supposedly the gold flakes are going to miraculously show up at one side of the bowl. And when the guy did it, he had $100 worth of gold or something. Of course, he probably had one that had a lot of gold in it. But anyway, he came over. Finally, the guy came over and said, hey, do you guys need any help? And I said, yes, please. Because I wasn't able, I had gotten like one gold flake, you know, one tiny little flake. And he did it around, he swished it around a couple of times. He said, oh, you need to get a little bit more of this rock and sand out of here. And I thought, oh, he's probably dumping out gold. And sure enough, there come, you know, four or five, six new flakes. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And so anyway, so I did that for a little while longer. And then we take them and get them weighed. So we stand in line and mine weighed 1.3 grams. And it was worth $15 is what they told me. Now, then they try to upsell you because they say you can buy this locket and we'll put the gold flakes in the locket, or you can get this other container for an extra charge or whatever, or we can just, you can keep the gold flakes in this film canister that we gave you. And that's what I did because I didn't want to pay more. So I guess I got a discount on the tour because I've got $15 worth of gold now that I'm taking home with me. But anyway, so we did that, and then our dinner, I don't remember. I don't remember what our dinner was at this point, but we did Wonderland. I'll just say Wonderland was that night, because I honestly don't remember. But we did Wonderland, which is a Alice in Wonderland themed. You go in, the menu is blank. They give you this a little bit of water and a paintbrush. You paint your menu, and the menu appears. And we ordered drinks, and my drink was like a, I don't remember what the name of it was, but basically it was a cosmopolitan, and they bring it out, and you have this fancy glass with cotton candy in it. And the guy pours the drink over the cotton candy, and the cotton candy dissolves, and that was nice, except he spilled part of the drink on the table, so, you know, that wasn't quite as nice, but... And then he said, hey, do you mind if I bring out just a selection of appetizers? And I'm trying to be more adventurous because we all know I don't like seafood, but I like the food experience. So I said, yes, you know, that's fine. Bring it. So we had raw tuna. We had a crab thing. We had a lobster thing with caviar on it. I didn't enjoy that one because, man, the caviar must have been the caviar, but that was some fishy shit. We had shrimp, which was actually good. A shrimp with like I can't remember what falafel, I don't know, some. It's like a pastry, but it's shredded, little shreds. There's a word for it, and I can't think of what it was. Anyway, that was good. I had short rib for my main. Very good. And then the desserts, they brought out a selection. There was a chocolate dome that he poured hot caramel over, and it melted, and it revealed this salted caramel ice cream. And there was a meringue, and the meringues were made to look like mushrooms, and it looked like a forest floor. And then there was also an apple that was a mousse with like a gelatin coating on the outside. And it was a berry mousse, and then there was ice cream with each one of those. So one of them had like a yogurt ice cream, one of them had the salted caramel, and the other one was like a mango, I think, possibly. Anyway, it was really good. The service was good, and so we really enjoyed that. And then the next day was Sitka, and so we did our morning trivia, which was hard that morning for whatever reason. And then we deboarded. I went to the gift shop because Mark and I've never been to Sitka, so I wanted to buy him a t-shirt at Sitka because that's a place we haven't been. So I wanted to get his gift there as opposed to somewhere that we've already been together. And I bought the stuff, and when I checked out, I got myself a t-shirt, Mark a t-shirt, and I got a magnet for our, you know, for our magnet collection. And we collect magnets from all the places we've traveled together. But anyway, I get to the thing and I pay the lady. And she says, hey, if you just write your name and your room number on this bag, on this slip of paper, I'll tape it to the bag and we'll keep it for you. And then when you get back from your excursion, you can just pick it up. And I said, well, I'm a little bit worried to do that because our excursion is getting back right at All Aboard. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to come back by this gift shop. And really, it was only two t-shirts and a magnet. So I had a camera bag with me. I could just stuff it in my camera bag. She said, oh, no, 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 no problem. You don't want to carry this around with you. You know, leave it with me. She's like, if for some reason you guys here don't get back in time to come by the shop, we will take the items to the ship. I'm like, okay. So we did our, you know, we got on our tour. The tour was, we started at a national park, learned about some totem poles. It was beautiful. Took some photos of some eagles that were flying. I don't know how they're going to turn out, but we'll see. And Daniel took a few and I took a few. So apparently we're trying to compare, but I don't know which ones he took and which ones I took. So I'm going to claim the best one regardless. It's my camera. We hiked around a little bit and then we got back on and we went to a bald eagle, like a falcon rescue place, not falcon, raptor. And that was really interesting. They had a live, like a eagle actually perched on a guy's arm. And we were like, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet from this huge eagle. And it was one that was injured, blind in one eye and some brain damage from a car accident. And it's permanently there. And so they use it for education. That was a lot of fun. Took some photos of eagles and owls and other things. And then we went on to a bear sanctuary. And we saw a black bear and a brown bear. And the enclosure was really cool. It was like these huge concrete walls in a circle. And the platform that you were viewing from was on top of those. So you looked down onto the bears. It was really cool. All right, I'm going to have to stop there for now. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.